sometimes dead is better.
Bullshit. We're bullshit. You're bullshit.
That's not how you spell citizens.
Falling down the rankings, episode 53. Benny Goodman, Shimmy Bags, Joe, ready to
Joe.
Yeah, 3/4 of the greatest rock and roll band of the graduating class of 2004 Valley View High School. We got Cougars. We got mascots that are Cougars in addition to the teachers. We've got it all. You haven't lived until you've had a hot Cougar Gold, and that's what we're here to provide you with tonight. So,
Cougar Gold with the cherry icy and the orange drink.
I'll tell you what.
That's why.
You have not enjoyed a lunch until a fascist gym teacher tells you no speaking in the food line. And Washkush, tell us what we're doing tonight.
And we're back on the rails.
Benny Goodman, right, count us in.
We are doing the best of Benny Goodman.
Dude, ever since you said Benny Goodman, all I see is Benny Goodman everywhere. Everywhere!
Everywhere! I can't believe that Seinfeld episode. I've seen that Seinfeld episode, The Old Man, 100 times, and then I heard it out the corner. I was
I'm
like, what? Really?
Fucking, I'm listening to
that's amazing.
The
Benny Goodman.
Podcast.
That's
you got Al Joseph.
Podcast with the Chili Peppers about the new thing. Please, like, John was listening to this guitar player. He was famous from playing with Benny Goodman. I'm like, what the fuck? What?
Benny Goodman's everywhere now.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You say Benny Goodman, it's more like Benny Great Man, but I'm just.
All right.
So what we are doing is from last week. I won the sword, and actually, before we go any further, happy halfway to Halloween. Everybody,
we're there. We're officially.
How about
we're
that?
Just about there.
Happy.
I know. I like that this is a thing now. I like it's becoming a thing. I've been watching scary stuff all week.
And in honor of that, I chose to do the top 10 best horror cities and or locations from movies or TV, but then I started putting shit down and I got to 33 in like a matter of 5 minutes, so I'm like, let's do it live. Feature.
We'll do it live!
We're going to do 20.
20.
So top horror cities or locations of TV or movie. And then we are doing a band from France. A little Gojira.
Gojira. Which I've officially declared to be in the realm of Mastodon and Ghost. And they are officially better than Mudvayne and Slipknot combined easily. And I did not expect that.
Berber ding. Intensified.
I'm just saying. You know, no trolling here. It's good stuff. It was like Costanza, you know, by Menon. It kind of wore on me because the intros kind of got to me in the beginning, but now it's like every time I hear a song, I'm like, I love the 2 minute intro, and then it just goes fucking crazy, and I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh yeah,
a lot.
That's what hooked me in.
Minus the new album, because I don't know what happened there.
Greatness,
you know,
is what happened there.
Oh, gee, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go. Fortitude. They lost their fortitude on that one, I think.
Nah. That's a good album.
I don't know about that.
Could
be worse. It could be a new Tool album, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's for next week.
Maybe. We'll see.
For this week, let's do some shirts and beers.
I'm in. Who's going?
Well, you spoke first, so you can go first.
All right. So I've got the classic Coors Light. I got the case of beer for $1.49 thanks to a gift card. And I told you tonight, my shirt's in honor of you, Washkush. It's my first Iron Maiden shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think I've worn it before. It's Peace of Mind.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just the face of Eddie, just the whatever. It's not the actual album cover. But yeah, Peace of Mind. That was my first favorite Maiden album, thanks to listening because you forced me to finally after 200 years, and I'm glad I did. So
yeah, sorry, it's me.
Not me.
Okay. Well, while you're looking at your fantasy basketball.
No, I'm just sorry. No, I had to make it.
I had to change my top ten.
I had a quick.
The Golden Pilsner. I couldn't remember. God damn it.
Yeah.
I got to get that.
Well, coming up soon, the Raging Eagle. That's the mango. That one's really good, too.
Right. Yes.
And my shirt, I have one of my favorite mounts from Gorgia. The
nice.
Way of All Flesh.
That's good stuff.
I think that's this. I can't remember the actual name of it.
Some of their titles... Did you see, like, in Spotify, there's the song... Is it supposed to be The Heaviest Matter? Because in Spotify, they have it as The Heaviest.
Is that a French word?
You know what I mean? Is it... Because in Spotify, it's H-A-V instead of H-E-A-V. So I wasn't sure if it's, like, a French thing or what.
I never took notice. I always just thought it was Heaviest Matter of the Universe.
I don't know. I don't know. Spotify.
It would be the second heaviest matter in the universe, behind the breakdown of domination.
That's good stuff. My God,
I like keeping the scratch notebook here to see what albums off what or songs off what album. So, all right. So yeah, Way of All Flesh and some Yingling Golden Pilsner.
Beautiful.
Corona premiere.
Yeah, oh, he's premiering it again. That's good stuff.
Under the hoodie, I've got... it's springtime. Sublime. I was listening to Sublime, so...
Sublime? Oh, hey, that's nice, good stuff. I wish they had more albums out. They'd be a fun little rank to do, because they only had two, right?
There's a bunch of compilations, too, right? I think Robin the Hood is considered an album, and then there's 40 Ounces of Freedom, and then the self-titled one. That's pretty much it, because then there's, like...
Okay.
Secondhand Smoke is, like, a compilation... It's pretty popular, but it's all like songs from all the other albums, like different versions. Secondhand Smoke is just a great fucking title for an album.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I like Robin the Hood.
Robin the Hood, that's a good one.
I mean,
both those titles are fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, they were very good. Like they were
Yeah, I mean yeah. It's yeah.
You know what's funny?
I like them.
I didn't know, of course. Yeah. I was not aware. I heard Sublime on Lithium a couple days ago. On April 26th, and they have the song April 26th, 1992, and it's like about the LA riots. But I didn't fact check this. But the LA riots actually happened on April 29th, 1992, so 30 years ago today. So if the guy on Lithium is to be believed, 30 years ago, April 29th, 1992, there was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you?
Anyway. That's crazy.
I was scanning the scene in the city tonight.
Ooh, Metallica played the other night. Was it last night or 2 nights ago they played? They had a good set. They opened the show with fucking Whiplash again. Whiplash and Ride the Lightning, the first two songs.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good way to start a concert.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Good for them. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Good for them.
All right, so range. Me, let's get a range here.
We gotta range this out.
I think they had a song that had a number in it. Yeah, 5,988 trillions to tunnels.
Jesus.
There's an instrumental off their first album, which, Jim, you should know that. Or 1990 quadrillions to something.
I'm still a little upset that Jim didn't have the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious sword song. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know.
The Fire Lances of the Age of Hyper Zephyrus.
That one.
There you go.
That one.
I screwed that one up.
You did.
Look, you know, it must have been that week I didn't drink.
All right, Jim, here you go.
My rods and cones were messed up. What's up?
Oh, Rods and Cones. It's a good Blue Man song.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus.
5988 trillions to tunnels. 59 to 88.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Jim, give me a number.
23. 69. Okay.
I'm gonna go with the greatest baseball player in the history of the world with a single season home run record, Barry Bonds. Ooh. 73.
Ooh.
Yankees are good this year too. I don't want to say I don't know. I don't really follow baseball so much, but the Yankees are playing well.
I'm not 100% sure if it's his number, but I think Mike Gesicki wears 88.
Michael Irvin sure did. He was the playmaker.
I know he did.
Oh, Michael Irvin. Oh, boy.
Would you say 73? Yeah. Hughes? Alexa, give me a number between 59 and 88. 71. Jim, closest I win. Going over.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So
the order is me, Hughes, Washkush. I want to see the look of disappointment in Washkush's face all night, and then he has to name his list.
I've already come to terms that I'm probably not going to win because Jim is...
Come on.
He's been trolling for weeks.
My list is awesome, and I don't like Fortitude. I'm sorry. I apologize that I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you every album. I've seen Gorgia twice. Gorgia opened for Mastodon, and I was always kind of indifferent about them. Washkush has been pumping us on Gorgia for a while, and they kind of sit in that Mastodon sword kind of thing for me. I enjoyed them.
Yep.
They kind of like started out a little bit more death metal-y, and then they got a little bit more.
They got
a lot more melodic.
Sound Black Label Society-esque, which I like. At least.
I mean, they sound like what Lamb of God could have been if Lamb of God didn't suck so bad. And I'm going to say that, and I mean that.
I think they sound a lot like what Mastodon could have gone to if they didn't go so...
All right.
Okay.
On the lighter side. Yeah. Like Gorgia got a little bit more melodic and lighter, I guess you would say.
They do. Some bangers on that's the thing. Like Fortitude. Jim was saying, Fortitude's terrible. I listen to Fortitude. I'm kind of like, it's probably my favorite album.
It's up there for me in albums. Like it's probably that. Like a close second.
I like.
Or third.
I
just.
You know. Yeah, I like that.
From Mars
that
is Serious a lot. The Way of All Flesh.
You know, I was a big
fan of Liquid Hot Magma. That's probably my favorite.
Magma.
That's Fortitude. I wasn't a big fan of The Link. The second album.
What is it?
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
The Link. Terra Incognita isn't bad. It's got that, like, creepiness that, Jim, you kept talking about.
Yes, it's scary. I didn't know what to expect. I started listening. I was like, holy fuck, this is amazing. And then your song got heavier and crazier.
La Femme Sauvage. I didn't listen too much because Alexa has a very difficult time understanding it. But
you know. Right.
But it's actually, it was better than I was giving it credit for.
Yeah. I mean, I like every album except Fortitude. And I can't help it.
Well, let's get into the Horror City.
Watch, I gotta say again, shit. Great bonus. Like, really, hit it out of the park.
Thank
on
you.
This one.
Fantastic bonus, yeah.
You guys want to hear my honorable mentions from 33 to 21?
Yeah,
just rapid fire.
Absolutely. Yes, let's hear it.
There's really no order from 21 to 33, but I just kind of was putting them down here. So.
Okay.
But I felt they all deserve to be on here. This one is from my girlfriend, where it's one of both of our favorite horror movies. This one is The Bering Sea for Ghost Ship.
Okay. Okay.
This one, straight out of Pennsylvania here. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Mill Valley, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Space. Alien.
Okay.
That's a good setting.
I didn't know the name of the ship. The Nebuchadnezzar or something like that? It's not that movie. No, that's, I forget. I don't know. Number 30, from Walking Dead, Woodbury.
Okay.
Warren Valley, Ohio, Trick or Treat, 29. Tuggert's Farm, Jeepers Creepers, 27. Sawyer House, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 26. Shutter Island, 25. Jim's home lake town, the Teshamore Lake from Secret Window.
Ah, that's a. Oh, nice. I slept on that one.
24. The Zorba Mansion, 13. Ghosts, 23. Amityville, 22. Antarctica, The Thing, and 21. Perfection, Nevada, Tremors.
Wow. I have none of those on my list that you just said. So this.
Those are my honorable mentions.
Okay, no, that's good.
So those are ones I felt that deserve some credit. Hopefully, maybe one of them made some of your lists.
Well, not a single one made it.
But Jim, give us your.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
20 to 11.
Yeah, 20 to 11. We'll just round table the top 10.
Yeah. All right. I'm kicking it off. Number 20. How about Raccoon City?
Damn!
Awesome.
Love it. Right. How about 19? The Kahiki Palms Motel.
Oh,
Devil's
shit.
Rejects.
That's a good one.
Oh, nice.
18. We're going to go on a road trip to Gateland, Nebraska.
Okay.
Children of the Corn.
Outlander.
17. The classic Bates Motel. 16, we're going to go up north. We're going to go to Amity Island and look for Jaws.
Oh, nice.
15, I'm going to hook up with James Woods. We're going to go to the New Mexico desert to see the greatest John Carpenter movie ever besides Halloween, Vampires.
You're not going to go with Peter to, I can't remember where Family Guy takes place.
14, how about some Lake Placid, since I just watched that yesterday.
Ooh. Oh.
13, how about we go to Santa Mira, California, Halloween 3, Ooh. Season of the Witch.
Excellent.
Number 12, we're going to go over to the Perrin farmhouse, The Conjuring, Part 1.
Okay.
And number 11, how about we go up to the Stanley Motel out in Colorado for The Shining.
Ooh. Is that what it's called, the Stanley Hotel?
That's the real hotel in real life. In the movie, it's called, it's the Overlook Hotel in the movie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the, like Warren Valley, Ohio. I don't know if that's what it's called in Trick or Treat.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, I kind of had some real towns and fiction. I wasn't sure what was what.
Yeah, like, but well, there's some that carry over where the
right,
town
yeah.
and the city is a real town in the world.
Right,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm not sure, but whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, here's 2011.
Number 20, The Island from The Island of Dr. Moreau. Horrifying.
Oh, horrifying. That is a good one. That is a fucked up one.
Number 19, Southport, Jesus. North Carolina. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay. Ooh, didn't know that was, that's where it took place. I thought it was
good. Number 18, The Amazon Rainforest from The Serpent and the Rainbow. A lot of shamans. A lot of voodoo.
Ooh.
Number 17, some with Oz. It's fucking horrifying. It's more scary than it is.
Oz. Like,
yeah,
like
the city.
The city
of
Oz.
Like there's fucking flying
Oz?
Monkeys
oh,
and witches.
Okay.
Anyway, hey.
It's good stuff.
These lists are subjective. Number 16, hey. The Sawyer House, Texas hey. Chainsaw Massacre. Number 15, Sleepy nice. Hollow.
Ooh.
Number 4.
Excellent.
Yeah, number 14, Washington Honorable Mentions, Amityville. Number 13, nice. Jim, you had this somewhere. Ooh. Amity Island, Jaws. Number 12, Transylvania.
Ah, got it.
And number 11, Excellent. Dairy
wow.
Maine.
Ooh.
Okay. Nice.
Be a classic.
Very respectable list.
Pennywise.
All
I
right.
love it.
My number
wow.
20 is based off of a Pennsylvania city. The underground mine fires. Of Centralia, but it's Ooh, Silent Hill.
Okay. Ah, okay. I like it.
This is the Got one it. Where it was a deep pull that I think you guys will appreciate. It's the secret campfire spot Ooh, of a midnight.
That is
society.
Good. We've been watching that. That's
oh,
good.
Dude.
That's good.
That's well played. Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Here's another one which I don't know if you guys will have or not, but I think it's a great one. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
I was thinking about that because there's equal stuff. It's like
man.
Oz. There's like scary enough stuff in those places.
Yeah.
Because originally it was
solid.
A horror movie. And that scene in the boat is just absolutely terrifying.
That's good stuff.
Which was,
wow.
Which was all like unscripted. So like, or no, it was scripted. But like the people, the actors didn't know that the scene was happening except for mm-hmm. Gene Wilder and the crew. And he just
right.
nailed it first take. And like all those looks of terror they're real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fucking scary. Wow.
My number 17 is The Cabin from Evil Dead.
Oh man, that's
good.
Good
one.
God, I fucking slept on this. That's a good one. I love the Evil
Wow.
Dead. Just watch that. The two of the first.
Isn't there a new one coming out?
I don't know. They're always talking about the show Ash versus
there's
Evil
so
Dead
many.
Is supposed to be awesome. There's the first there's Evil Dead 2.
The first season of Ash for Evil Dead was great and then it just kinda went down.
Did it?
I didn't
watch any of it.
I think it's on Netflix.
I fucking
right now.
You know though I don't like Army of Darkness. People like I'm not big on that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's...
Wash, because you know who evil. You know what Army of Darkness reminds me of? Remember Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah. He loved fucking Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
He also thought that Rockstar by Nickelback was the greatest song released in the last 25 years. So you can't trust anything this fucking guy is saying.
Nah. What am I on here?
16.
16. The Siddiqus Well from The Ring.
Oh my god. Ooh. Jesus.
Ooh. That one required some research.
Yow.
My god.
Wow. Okay.
Number 15, Jim, Raccoon City.
Nice.
From my favorite Resident Evil movie.
Nice, nice,
Apocalypse,
nice.
Apocalypse, I think. That's number two. Number 14. Shadyside. Fear Street.
Ooh, Fear Street. That's a good pull.
Number 13. The Mall from the Dawn of the Dead.
Whoa.
That's almost a character in itself.
Yeah, wow.
I was not aware of that question. Where does the mall actually reside?
I'll tell you, because I got it coming up on my list.
Okay.
Wyoming Valley.
I'll save that for the Monroeville Mall in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he filmed everything out there.
Hughes.
Yeah.
We sicked Menzies on 12. Transylvania.
Nice. Excellent.
Oh, wow.
And I was just watching this today. Number 11, Hawkins, Indiana.
Ooh, okay. Stranger Things action. Wow. All
right. That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yowza. Okay. So what are we doing now? Round table?
Yeah, round table.
Yeah, might as well.
All right. My number 10. I actually went there on a road trip. Got to see it. Fun times. Evans City Cemetery, where they filmed the original Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Where is that?
That is outside of Pittsburgh. Evans City is right north of Pittsburgh. And then we went out to the Christmas Story House.
Oh, nice,
right after
nice,
that.
Nice.
It was a good little road trip.
Hughes, yeah. Number 10.
Elm Street.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
Just the actual Elm Street.
Yeah, just whatever.
Nice,
okay.
Nice, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. It's weird. Some of these I went...
Look,
some of
I'm
these
lumping
I got
it all together.
Yeah, some of these
yeah.
I got
if
granular.
If you say Elm Street and you say Springwood, it's all one in the same, because it's from the same movie.
Yeah.
So,
it's all good.
This one is a place I really want to go to, and I will eventually get there, but Salem, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Ooh, Salem. There you go. That's pretty good.
The town in itself is just a horror town.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Wow. All right. Let's see. My number 9. Washkush. I'm going to sync up with you for the most part here. I went with Whidbey Island from The Ring, but we'll go with the well or the island. Same thing.
Same
Gotta
thing.
Love The Ring. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hughes, number 9.
Shopping mall in Philadelphia. Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, ooh, nice. Yeah.
They say it takes place in Philly. I don't fucking know.
Pittsburgh.
Wikipedia said it.
Well, the original.
Yeah, which
the original
one?
Is.
Hold on.
The original.
All right.
Was
which
Pittsburgh.
One are you referring to?
The original. Yeah, the original. At WGON TV, a television studio in Philadelphia, traffic reporter Stephen Andrews and his pregnant girlfriend, producer Fran Parker, planning to steal the station's helicopter. That's according to Wikipedia.
Okay,
interesting.
It's a town in Pennsylvania that starts with
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Hey-o. Pittston. All right.
Petville.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
What are we on?
Punxsutawney.
Nine. Yeah.
Nine. Pleasantville. Pringle. Number 9. Springwood.
All right. There you go.
Love it. Love it. All right. Number 8. Washkush. Shadyside.
Nice.
Nice. Number 8, a quiet little town called Ludlow in Maine.
Yes.
Anybody?
Hughes.
Pet Cemetery,
brother.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's so creepy.
Sometimes dead is better.
It's that damn road. It's up all those animals.
That damn road. How about that fucking Herman Munster? That's amazing.
I know. How about that, right? It's so,
so
wild.
So good.
Wow.
Jimbo, 8.
Yeah, 8. Yeah, what do you got?
You're
I already gave my 8. I said Shadyside. Hughes said Ludlow, Maine. You're on 8.
Oh, little town called Woodsboro.
Nice. Nice, nice.
You went there. I love it. All right. So that is your 8. So we're on 7. Washkush, a town called Woodsboro.
Oh.
Hughes?
7? That's our number 1 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 7?
7.
Haddonfield.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow.
A little shape action.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Shape. I love that.
My number 7. Jim, you already said it. The Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
Oh, there you go.
That's our number 2.
A movie that is on my list to see, but it's just got such iconic.
Wait, you've never seen The Shining?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oof.
Washkush.
It's
on
good
my list.
It's a nice long movie. It's beautiful, though.
You claim to be a horror guy.
I like it. I just haven't had time to fucking watch
In 36 years? Come on.
Stopwatch. All right, stop watching Metal Lords and go watch The Shining, okay?
Watchers, give lamer things a break and watch them fucking Shining.
I start watching God. The movie. And I...
He threw shade at Stranger Things. Oh, my God. Woo!
I start watching a movie, and 20 minutes later, next thing I know, it's 3:30 in the morning.
Jesus
so.
Christ.
Yeah, I know. That's dead life, dude.
Claim you're watching The Upside Down. I think you're living The Upside Down.
Some days I feel like it.
Hey.
Broken.
But no, you should watch it. We should have a watch party.
It's good.
We should have a watch party for The Shining.
Could you imagine how cool that would be? Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah.
What's the dude in the bear suit doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, watch. Yeah,
I don't know. He's got to watch it.
A lot
he's
of weird
see
shit.
It.
The book. Yeah. The book is great too. And Doctor Sleep is great.
And Doctor Sleep is fantastic. Yes.
All right. Let me get to the Shining first. It's one that's been on my list forever, and I just got to figure out time to do it.
Okay.
If you're gonna read the book, carve out 6 months.
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah,
the book is.
It would be more like 6 years.
The book is a fucking marathon. Reading that as a kid, that was. Or is
it? It probably takes like an hour to read through a 15-page comic book.
Well, there's no pictures in this one.
Except for the mental images.
Oh yeah! Whoa! All right, what are we at? Number six. Hughes.
Yeah.
Ludlow, Maine.
Nice, Jim.
Ludlow, Maine. Oh, that's my favorite scary movie.
Number Jim.
No, oh, whoa, wait, what? Hughes, what? Six.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Ooh, you went there.
Yeah, I hope you
went there at six. Maybe, I don't know.
Shit,
we'll see.
No, you fucking did. No. What the hell do you think? No way.
Number six. I didn't know the actual location, but the Pet Cemetery.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
That's our one.
We
so
synced
far.
Up. All right. Dude, that's exciting. Number five. Dedicating it to Hughes, Hawkins, Indiana.
Nice.
Stranger Things. Oh yeah. Sorry.
Not even.
This is bullshit.
Not even my list.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. It's
we're
all bullshit.
Yeah, maybe next week.
You're
maybe
bullshit.
Maybe next week if we do top lamest places from films or TV, it'll make my honorable
here
mentions.
We
yeah,
go.
You watch one trailer for the friggin' fourth season, you're already a hater of it.
Dude, I love the first season. I kind of like the second, and the third's all right. I liked it before the kids were fucking, you know, eligible for fucking Social Security. Sue me. Number five, Bates Motel.
Oh my God.
Number five,
so
the Bates Motel.
Dude, you know what?
That's the number one.
If
so
you
far.
Haven't watched the show Bates Motel, you should. The show is fucking excellent.
I watched the first two episodes. It didn't really draw me in, but that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's a slow one, but it's fucking great. We watched it a couple times. Excellent.
Number
I love
four.
This.
I love the Pacific Northwest.
Elm Street / Springwood.
Or the Springwood Slasher.
Slasher. Whatever you want to call it. Elm Street.
Yeah.
Man, we're bottlenecking here. There's one that you guys haven't fucking said, and I'm getting a little fucking worried that you're not going to say it.
I'm nervous now for sure.
Why don't you go, and I'm probably going to say it right now.
I hope.
You're up, Hughes.
Oh, what number?
Go. Four.
Four.
Oh, the Overlook.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. Got it. Wow, where's this gonna go?
We're gonna take a trip back up to Maine, but to Derry.
Nice.
We all float down here.
Okay. So now we're on our top three.
Top three.
Number three, Haddonfield. Uh oh.
Nice.
Hughes, number three.
Our new number one, Woodsboro.
My number three.
Interesting.
Jim.
Yes.
Haddonfield.
Oh, wow. We are bottlenecked all the way. Wow. Oh, man.
I know Jim's number one.
I don't think you do, because I think I might have missed something if you guys are fucking saying shit. Now,
you guys
now I'm
definitely,
nervous.
Oh, you guys definitely.
I'm nervous. All right, number two. Number two. Crystal Lake.
Okay, Hughes.
My number two, Planet LV-426, Aliens, with an S.
Oh, nice.
Okay. This is interesting.
Number two, right?
Yes.
My favorite horror movie of all time, Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Excellent.
Okay. Somebody did say Sleepy Hollow.
I said
Sleepy
Hollow. Yeah, it's a good Hollow.
Yep, I got it.
All
right.
How could you
it's
not? We're all about
one.
Johnny Depp. How could you not have this?
Yeah.
I know, right? The girl, hey, Hughes. The girl, Hughes.
Jim took Hughes. A Amber Heard on that list.
I shit on that one.
The girl took a shit in the bed.
Oh, all right, man. We're at number one, right?
Number one.
Jim, you know who Amber Heard should be dating? Todd Packer.
Who? Yes.
What about Gigi Allen?
Oh, my
watch,
God.
You got to watch The Office.
Wow.
Come on.
I know. You got to see it. You got to watch the carpet episode. Did you get my present? That's it. Oh, my God. Wow. All right, number one. My number one, the setting, took place between October and December of 1992, and it was in Hollywood, California. It was in the Van Nuys and Grand Masters recording studio. Scariest setting ever. It's where they recorded Tool's first album.
Oh my God, it's Van Nuys, man. Jesus.
Sorry, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
Number one.
That's terrible.
Dairy Maine. Number
one. Oh my God.
The greatest setting. The greatest of the greatest. Yeah. Dairy Maine. It's it.
Oh man. That's awesome.
Hughes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to say
that's
that.
That's all right. Anyway. My number one, Georgetown.
Georgetown.
In a little girl's bedroom named Reagan. The Exorcist.
Ooh,
you fucks.
You went with The Exorcist.
My God. Nothing scarier than that. Nothing scarier than that.
I respect that.
I do too. I respect everything.
That's
good. I've never seen The Exorcist. I'm
oh my God. This guy is... This
you didn't see The Shining or The Exorcist and you're Mr. Halloween?
Jesus Christ. Watch Christ is begging.
That's it.
Watch Christ
shut the porch
us.
Down.
He's been begging us to watch
shut the porch
ghost
down.
Ship,
yeah.
But he hasn't
I know.
Seen...
Ghost Ship. Yeah.
I don't like demon shit.
Oh my.
He's got a full script for 13 Ghosts,
yeah.
but he hasn't seen Exorcist.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Let's go, dude.
Jesus Christ. So? He wants to get a petition to have his street change the name to Fear Street, but he hasn't seen fucking The Exorcist.
Oh,
damn, I feel
God.
Like I just got put into a meat grinder.
You got to watch The Shining, because when he bashes through the door with the axe, Captain Queenum's standing there saying, hey, microprocessors. I'm looking for the microprocessors.
Shelley Duvall is like freaking out.
Oh, he right, knows where they are.
Both you fucks know what my number one is. Say it.
Haddonfield.
No, it's Crystal Lake.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Crystal Lake. Yeah. Crystal
Lake.
Lake.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
Camp Blood.
Do you guys know
I was going to put... I was going to say Manhattan for Ghostbusters 2 and Jason 8.
Yeah.
All work and no play does not make you a cop.
You're no cop.
Do you want to be a cop or do you want to appear to be
let's,
a cop?
Can we take a quick break before Gorgia? I got a refill. And so.
Yeah.
Can.
We're doing good. It's only 9:29.
Yeah,
this is good.
Be back.
Under 34 minutes.
Whoop. All right. Rock and roll. Piss break.
Ugh. All right. Let me ask you guys an honest question. How many total songs are we going to have for Gorgia?
Gorgia.
Yeah.
All right. So we all submitted 90 songs total.
Mm-hmm.
Of that 90, I think we are going to have 46.
Okay. Jim, how many songs?
49.
Hughes?
I will say... How do we do this? Closest without going over?
Yeah.
39.
Ooh.
Okay. How many tree bangers? That would be where all three of us say it. For you new listeners.
Washkish, how many? How many tree bangers?
Seven.
Oof. I'm going to say 10.
Wait, Washkers, you said 7. Jim, you said 10. I'll go 14.
Ooh, wow. Mm. You're hopeful.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, Z to A.
Oh, God.
Okay. Tell me when to start.
Start.
I'm ready. This
start.
Is it.
Start.
We're doing it.
Yep.
We're doing it.
Yep.
We're doing
let's
it.
Do this.
Here we go.
Leroy
all right.
Jenkins.
Our first song of the evening, Yama's Messengers.
Where you got it, Jim?
Yama got it at 31.
You don't got it.
Yama got it at...
You didn't get the message.
Yama's bringing... don't kill the messenger. 28.
Okay.
23. Okay. All right. That's not too
bad. Number one song right now. Yama's message.
There it is. Oh,
is going to be fucked. I can tell already.
This is going to be intense. All right. How about Wolf Down the Earth? This wolf got shot. So
like
no.
A Hughes song.
I got nothing.
15.
Okay.
I like songs with Wolf in them. Like The Wolf is Loose, Wolf Down the Earth.
Mm. What album was that on?
I don't know. I have a hard time with these album. Albums. Yeah, I think it's on Reload.
Alright, our next song is Wisdom Comes. Who's got wisdom? Everyone knows I'm not smart.
Hope he brought a rag.
This.
No, wisdom comes in at 30.
Jesus
for me.
Christ, Wash.
Oh God,
Jim Cobb,
filthy animals.
Yowza, that came like an hour later. But Jesus,
I do not have wisdom.
Wow,
coming.
Jesus, you guys even listen to this band?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, here we go, and it starts. Yeah. All right, we've got Where Dragons Dwell.
I got that one somewhere, but it's not.
I don't have that one anywhere.
Five. No,
Oh! Oh no!
That's life.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Watch this, where you got it?
Uh-oh.
24.
That's our number one song.
That is our number one.
No three bangers yet. We don't have
shit.
A single three banger yet.
That Yam is Messengers.
How about Toxic Garbage Island? Great song, but the island got cleaned up, so no.
What?
Good.
Yeah. You were fucking raving about that one.
I know. It got bumped off the list.
Five.
Sorry.
I respect.
Are you serious?
That.
Five. Yeah. Five. Yeah, I'm serious.
I respect that, Hughes. I got it at 12.
Oh my God.
I'm winning so far.
Yeah.
You are winning.
Yeah. I'm out.
Toxic Garbage Island is our number one song.
All right. Our next song, Too Serious.
Well, it's From Mars to Sirius. I told you that.
Okay, From Mars to Sirius, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yes, From Mars to Sirius. I've got that at 12.
No, I don't have it.
I got it at 14.
Nah, not impressed.
This is good.
That is our number one song right now.
This is good. Wow. Our next song is The Emptiness.
Jim?
No, I'm not empty.
You're
I'm
full?
Good. Yeah.
Hughes, are you empty or are you full?
I don't have it. Washers has it as a 5.
21.
Okay.
Whew. Now we get into a whole block of the songs. And the first one is The Link. I got
Jim,
that at 25.
Got?
25. 25.
I do not have it.
I don't either.
Oh, Jesus.
You can say the link is missing.
Oh boy.
Or you are the weakest link.
Ooh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was my least favorite album.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I liked it.
I have one song on my list from that album.
No three bangers yet.
No, nope. Not even close. Nope. How about The Gift of Guilt?
Well, these aren't really the big songs either, so.
No.
I got that at 20. Gift of Guilt at 20. Mm.
I don't have it, and I'm not guilty about it. I'm not going to be guilty about it.
I got a 25.
Okay. Whew. How about The Fall? Who's got The Fall? Because this one fell right off my list.
Hughes, where you got it?
I don't have it.
The Fall?
That's what it says. It says The Fall. Uh-oh.
Wait, I might have a song listed twice somewhere, so I might have had that at some point.
Okay.
But I don't have
it. I can skip it.
Yeah, it's not on my list. We'll come back to it in case.
I don't have it at all, so it's...
Okay,
right.
We could come back and see if it gets missed somewhere.
Yeah. My
no
bad.
Problem.
My bad.
How about The Chant? Does anyone have The Chant?
Well, that's 4-2. Jim doesn't have that.
No, thank you.
I do not have it.
20.
Okay. Our next song is The Cell.
Jesus fucking Christ, these guys. My God.
That at 15.
Yeah, I like The Cell better when it was starring J-Lo and Vince Vaughn. I don't have it.
Oshkosh just threw up a 5 on the cell. Interesting. Okay, I like it.
Told you the sign grew on me.
How about the axe? Because I gave that song the axe. No, thank you.
I have the axe at 22.
I gave it the axe as well.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Our next song, The Art of Dying. I've got that at 17.
Here's.
I have The Art of Dying at 13. 5.
Taking a 5. Ooh.
It's our first 3-banger.
It is.
Okay. All right, if it's a 3-banger, I'm going to color it different so I know. Okay. Wow. All right, our next song is Sphinx.
No.
I don't have Sphinx.
I got Sphinx at 19.
Fortitude.
I got Sphinx at 19.
Ooh.
That is a
5. Oh. God. This is bad.
This is bad. Washers might win.
This is bad.
This is bad.
Very bad. Very bad.
Wow. Our next song is Silvera. I've got that at 21.
Jim, I've got it at 20. Washers has it at 5. I see it in his eyes. I saw it. I knew it. Washers, your poker face is unbelievable.
Wow. That was...
Well, what do you want to do? I have to give up what's going on.
I know,
so.
But I can tell it is. Right. I can see it. I saw it in your eyes as soon as you said the song. I knew it. That's 2 3-bangers.
Right, so that's another 3-banger.
And
Washers, okay.
both of his 5s are 3-bangers.
Yeah. All right, our next song, Satan is a Lawyer.
It's a good name.
Yeah. Said Johnny
it, right?
Depp.
Oh.
Well, her lawyers were fucking idiots.
Jim.
Wow.
I don't have it.
Oh my god.
29.
Oh my god. Oh, I have no chance. Wow, that was bad.
That's what you got. No chance in hell.
All I can do here is pray. That's our next song. I've got that at 26.
Jim, I got that at 23.
Okay.
I'm not doing any type of praying.
Oh, boy. How about Pain is a Master? I've got that at 23.
Jim, I've got that at 26. I think we just flip-flopped.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Did you guys even fucking listen? 11.
Yeah, I listened, and it was painful to even put it on the list. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go with Over the Flows.
Happens once a month.
27. no one else has it, right?
No, I don't have it.
I'm under the flow level.
I don't have it.
That's off the link. Yeah. You guys don't have that. How about Ouroboros? Ouroboros? I got it at 22, and I regret that because that's the song that they opened with on the concert I watched, and I wish I had it higher.
I got it at 18. I do have it higher.
Hughes?
Which one?
Aurora Borealis.
No, I don't
you
have it. Sorry.
Okay. Next song, Only Pain.
5, Jim.
Wow.
I do have it at 17.
I don't have it at all.
Jesus. Oh my god.
We still only have 2 3 bangers.
God. Oh my god.
And both of those are my top 5, 10. What album is that on, Jim?
Only Pain is off of Magma.
Magma.
I think Magma's my most represented list here. That and Fortitude.
Magma.
You got the...
Alright, how about Ocean Planet? That's off the Whales, right? I got that
from
at 12.
From Mars to Sirius.
Yeah. What is it called?
12.
Ocean Planet.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you had that one, Hughes.
Do I?
What? No, maybe you didn't. I don't know.
Say it again?
I got it. Ocean Planet.
Yeah.
It's the opener. It's the opener to From Mars to Sirius.
Yeah. I must have been on Jupiter for that one.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Got the sounds of the whales in the beginning.
Oh.
It's
a good one. You know what? I did have it. 31.
17.
All right, how about Newfound?
That originally was in my top 10.
Well, it didn't even make my list.
No.
Ocean Planet. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Newfound. Who's got Newfound?
Newfound?
Jim?
I don't have it.
I got a 24.
24?
Nope.
Nope. We've got The Mouth of Kala. I've got that at 30. No. No.
No.
Bueller.
Five.
Bueller.
Whoa! Jesus
Christ. How do you guys not have it?
Guys.
You don't have it, Oscars?
Picture. I don't have it.
Oh, picture.
Holy shit.
Picture.
Got it.
Doesn't say it anymore that Joe Hughes took a picture.
It doesn't because I don't have the fucking camera option in Messenger now for whatever reason, so I got a screenshot. Sorry, I'm going to send it right now.
Fuck. Alright, how about with some lowlands? Who's got some lowlands? I don't have lowlands.
Lowlands.
Yes. I'm not five. Low.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm like Obi-Wan. God. I like the high ground.
You don't have... You guys don't have that? Jesus.
Nope.
Shit.
I don't know where this is going to go. All right, how about the song Love?
Oh.
I have it at 14.
Oh, yo.
Because
wait,
of your favorite woman?
Wait,
wait a second.
I realize. Hold up.
Back the truck up.
Hold up. I realize what I did here. What song was that you just said?
Beep. I said Lowlands.
Okay, that's my five. The Fall is number 12 for me.
The Fall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Sorry. Yep, okay, yep, I realized.
I got it.
Okay,
easy fix.
Okay, I caught what I did.
No
okay.
worries.
Sorry, I was fucking changing. All right,
we
changing.
Are on... Okay. Yeah.
No problemo, dickwad.
Yeah, it's easy. Oh, Jesus.
Wait right, a second.
Love.
No, no, no,
I got
no,
Love
no,
at
no.
14. Wait, no, no, no. What? Holy shit.
No, no, no.
Breaking news.
Sorry, Lowlands is 11. It's not a 5.
Lowlands is not a 5 now. Oh. He recounted the election.
Sorry.
I demand a recount.
God damn it. All right, now we're at Love for the fourth time. 14.
I prefer Hate.
Oh, Jesus. I'm on my own there.
Yep.
Okay.
Unless Hughes throws a late 5.
For what, Love? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
No. All right. Let's go
Didn't
with
cut,
some...
Put it on because he loves Love.
Love, Quinn. God, kill me. Lizard Skin. Who's got Lizard Skin? Because I don't.
No.
I prefer the Lizard King.
It's holding up the ass end of my list at 30.
Okay.
Not
making the list, but, you know, you got to put a 30 spot, right?
Hey, exactly. Someone's got to be on 30.
How about L'Enfant Sauvage? I got that at 16.
I don't have it. I couldn't say it, so I don't have it.
We didn't take French. I got it at 19.
Okay. Let's go with Inward Movement. I got that at 13. It's off the link.
I don't have it.
I like Outward Movement.
Oh, boy. All right, our next song, Indians, also off the link. I've got that at 24.
I like this more than the Anthrax one, so I got it at 21.
Oh, boy.
I don't like it at all, so no.
Damn. Okay. How about...
Wait. You said Inward Movement, right?
Correct.
22.
Oh, we do have it.
That's
another
three banger. It's the only song off of the link that I have.
Okay.
Mark that one. I just happened to look at my highlight on it. I'm like, ooh, wait a minute.
All right. What about In the Wilderness? Who's got that? Because I've got that at 29.
I'm sitting here in Suburbia.
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, boy. All right. How about Grind? I do not have Grind.
I like the Alice in Chains one better, but I got it at 25.
Did you guys fucking listen to these guys?
Oh, boy.
I don't have it.
What the fuck? That was a psycho.
All right. Global warming.
That's a good one.
So good, I have it at 31.
I have it at 27.
I have it at 31 as well.
Wow. Ooh. Got a couple of comedians here this week.
No, really?
Hey.
No, I don't. No, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
So wait, do you have it or not?
How about some...
I do not have it.
Okay.
I do have a beer change. A beer change.
Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
Wait.
Sound the alarm.
Beer change.
You hear that one?
Yeah.
I hear that.
Man shark?
Oh, found it in the fridge in the basement. I didn't even realize it was down there.
God. That's a yellow jacket.
And you're an animal.
Sensei Lawrence.
A man's an animal.
There you go.
Coors Original.
Speaking of animals, how about some flying whales?
Jim?
I don't have it.
29.
I like my whales in water.
29. That's a 5.
Oh, shit. My God.
Jim, did you fucking listen?
Real quick, how many of your guys' top 10 have not been said yet?
Do I answer that truthfully?
Yeah.
Four, but one of them still is a letter that we haven't gotten to yet.
Eight haven't been said in the top
7
yet.
I have 7 that have not been said yet.
Oh, this is bad.
I have, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but one is not a letter that we've been to yet, so...
Okay.
That's another reason why it hasn't been said.
How about fire is everything?
It is.
And I've got it at 28.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Okay. How about Explosia?
The opener of La Femme Sauvage.
La Femme Sauvage.
Correctamundo. La Femme Sauvage gets a La 5.
Woo!
I don't have it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
I got Explosia at 28.
Oh, my
Chip,
God.
Chip, that's a couple, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. All right. This is what you guys are. The death of me.
Oh, I have that one. 16.
I do not. Yes, I do have that. Why did I say that? I have it at 18.
Oh, cool.
I'm the giver of life.
So that's a no. Holy
that's
shit.
A negative.
We still only have 2 3 bangers? Jesus Christ.
Three.
Okay.
Because we have Indians also.
Oh, three. Okay.
Holy
Sorry.
Shit.
Talk
about I didn't have Indians.
Oh, no. Then we only
have
two.
You did. You said you had a 22.
Indians?
Yeah.
That's inward movement.
Oh.
Well, what the fuck, Wash Kush? Why'd you say Indians?
I didn't. Hughes did.
I have Indians at 21.
See? You guys are trying to confuse me. All right. Our next song. The first song ever, Clone.
Where do you go, Jim? 5?
You knew that one was coming.
I also have Clone. I have it at 31.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't have
This is terrible.
I also do have it at 15.
All right.
Was around, like, 8 or 9 in the top 10, but no.
All right. Our next song, Born for One Thing.
I don't know why I like that song.
Oh.
It's got that weird, like, voice changing shit.
I don't know. 20.
Holy shit, Jim's throwing up a 5.
Jesus. I don't have it. Jim Washington, where'd you say you had it? 20?
26.
Oh, man.
Ooh, plot twist. Blow Me Away, You.
No, wait, no. Born for One Thing is the opener of Fortitude. Jim has a Fortitude
I had a
song.
Fortitude song in my top 10. How about that?
No, it's the song that I have that's coming up that I don't understand. I it's a weird song. I don't know.
All right, Blow Me Away, You, Niverse, whatever the title is to that.
Nah.
Blow Me Away, You, Niverse. I have it at 11.
Nah.
That's a first album song again. Oh, Jesus. Next song, Another World. I do not have it.
I have that at 14.
I have it at 13.
Hey!
Ooh.
Hey!
Our next song, Amazonia.
Jim doesn't have it. It's a Fortitude song.
No, thank you.
Ooh,
oh my god. Oh my god.
Jim, I thought Another World was going to be like a song all over you.
Watch, does she have Amazonia or no?
I do have Amazonia at 16.
All right.
I love the weird tribal type noises in the beginning.
All right. Our next song is our last song before we do the top 10, and it is A Sight to Behold.
Jim?
Do not have it.
Nothing. Don't have it.
That's the one that's really weird. It's got like the weird voice changer shit on it. 27.
So we have 2-3 bangers.
So
that's it.
So Washington's probably won the 3 banger. Well,
one,
actually,
two,
Jim's
3, 4, 5 of my top 10 have not been said yet.
I have 6 of my top 10 have not been said yet.
I don't think yet. I don't even know. I quit. All right.
So
are we doing this?
Round table.
Quick break.
Are we doing this?
How long of a break?
2-minute break. I got to pee.
How long?
2 minutes. I got to pee. However long it takes me to pee, and then that's it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Pee break.
Be back.
Top 10 time. Let's go. Jim, number 10.
Top 10.
Round table.
Number 10. Number 10. Stranded.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, Hughes just got shots of the heart.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. Mouth of Kayla. Kala.
Ooh. Okay.
Number 10. Liquid Fire.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Number 9. Magma.
Liquid Magma.
Magma.
Number 9, Amazonia.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm a niner. Let's go over to Egypt. Sphinx.
Wow. Hughes,
I did say to Jim on the first break, a good one that we all missed was Cairo, Egypt for the Mummy movies.
Oh, that is a good one.
Speaking of Egypt.
I haven't.
Did you watch the new
movie? No, not yet. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I gotta watch it tomorrow because we're going on this trip, so I gotta watch it tomorrow.
It wasn't a lot of like action, but a lot of like good information
was
revealed.
You know, I'm gonna tell you honestly, I really like Moon Knight, but I don't love Moon Knight, and part of me is a little disappointed with it.
I like it because
it's different and it's like
I knew about him like a while back. Like the show wasn't the introduction to him to me. But like I didn't know much about
and
him.
I hate,
and I like learning more and more
I
about
do too.
Him.
I hate even saying this, though, but fucking, I just loved Hawkeye so much that...
Oh, my God.
Hawkeye
It was so good. I would say the Marvel MCU shows, I'd probably go Loki, Moon Knight, WandaVision, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Hawkeye.
What?
I didn't like it at
all.
You
didn't? Oh my god.
No.
I'd probably go Hawkeye first, then I go WandaVision, then I go Falcon, Winter Soldier, then I'll go Moon Knight, then I'll go What If. Loki's probably last for me.
Oh, I forgot about Loki. Or What If.
Yeah, What If is great. I love What If.
I love Loki. Alright, What If would probably go before WandaVision.
I like Loki. The first two episodes of Loki are great, the last two episodes of Loki are pretty good, but the middle, like those middle ones, I was just kind of like, what the fuck is going on here? I know the guy's a god of mischief, but Jesus Christ.
I gotta watch What If again for Strange next week.
I don't know how this is gonna work, so I'm going on this trip. I'm leaving Sunday, I come back Friday. I'm not gonna get home until like probably like 7 or 8 o'clock Friday night, which is fine. Then my nephew's communion is Saturday, and then Sunday's Mother's Day. So at some point in there, I need to try to fucking...
That's busy.
And then I'm going...
Let's go Saturday night.
And then sometimes, because I have so much vacation time, not to, like, whatever, but, like, I'll take, like, a week off plus, like, the Monday after it, but I didn't do that this...
Oh, that's a key move you got.
Yeah, I didn't do it this time.
If you got the time to do it, you got
to
do
it. I didn't
do it
this time, and now I kind of fucking regret having not done it because I was kind of thinking whatever, but I think we're going to go to my nephew's communion. Like, there's, like, a dinner. Like, it's, like, a lunch thing. And then that's at, like, 12:30. And I think once we leave there, I think we're just going to go right to Strange. And by we're, like, if Rita's not up for it, I mean, I'm going. So, like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I took this week coming out, too, but I'm moving my laundry room from my fucking kitchen to my
What time? It's 10:10, so I figure like 24, 36 in about 45 hours. Like, I'm hoping to just be like fucking sitting on the fucking beach in Jamaica, just
wow.
Nice. That's nice, awesome, nice, dude. Nice.
Living the dream. Hashtag
blessed. Wow.
I sell my soul to CBS, and this is what we get.
Number 8.
All right, where are we at? We're at 8? Mm-hmm. All right, my number 8, Born for One Thing.
Okay.
I respect that. I do. I like that song, just don't love it.
My number 8 is Liquid Hot Magma.
Magma. I wasn't a big fan.
Let's see. Holy shit. That might Jesus be the first Christ, sneeze ever in the history of falling down the rankings.
Woo!
Science, age, holy logic. Fuck. Holy shit.
Dying.
Right, Hughes, you said Magma.
Yes.
My number 8, Silvera.
Man, you had Sphinx and Silvera in your top 10. I had them at 19 and 20, and initially they were in my top 10. They fell.
Wow.
Oh, Silvera is so fucking catchy.
Yeah, it's very catchy. Jim, yeah, 7 us.
All right, hold on. Let me see. That's 2. That's
my 7 was not mentioned at all.
My 7 has not been mentioned either. Washka, should we have the same 7?
Maybe.
7, the heaviest matter of the universe.
Ooh. Behind Domination.
My number 7, Into the Storm.
God.
The choo-choo song.
Ugh.
My number 7, Backbone.
That I regret not having on my list, because I just saw that in concert, too.
I watch these fucking concerts. Your list, Jim.
Nope, I'm good. It's all good. I abide by the rules. What are we at, 6?
Yeah.
Vacuity.
My number 6.
I don't even know what album that's on.
My number 6 is Adoration for None.
Wow.
Okay.
Adoration.
My number 6. Somebody said it. I don't know who. The Cell.
Jim said it.
Ooh. I had that at 15.
How much you were talking it up, you really crapped on it. You pulled an Amber Heard there.
Oh.
That's never going to get old.
Jesus God.
I can't wait till she goes on the stand. I'm like, I'm most excited not to have to work next week just so I can watch this trial in the NBA playoffs. That's all I'm
going to say. What's that?
No.
Oh, it's all Johnny Depp this week. It's all her.
Well, it's been they're going to call, the defense is going to get to call all their witnesses. I don't know how court works. I don't pretend to be a lawyer.
I love the one video where Johnny Depp and his lawyer are sitting there, and you can see them. Amber Heard's lawyer is up there. And he's like, objection. And it was his own question.
It was
his
own question.
And Johnny Depp just starts dying laughing. And
it's absurd.
The passive aggressiveness and just his ability to stay cool and just say smart ass remarks, it just makes me love the man more.
Yeah.
It literally was you're watching Captain Jack Sparrow and Mort Rainey as the same person up there testifying against
himself. I'll say this.
Yeah.
Just because Amber Heard's a monster doesn't mean that Depp is a saint. But I think that this could. I think he's the abuse. I think she's the abuser, and I also think it's elder abuse. She's 23 years older than him, or he's 23 years older than her.
Yeah, that's a little intense. Yeah, the age. He's.
That's a little creepy. He's old enough to be your father.
Yeah, because you know it's creepy that if we were dating a girl 23 years younger than us right now, she'd be 13.
Yeah, we'd all be in jail. So there's that too.
Oh my
god. So gross. I don't understand. I don't understand these big age differences. Wow. Messed up.
Money.
That's messed up. Money. I don't approve.
Money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's basically money.
Wow. All
right.
Top 5.
Top 5. Top
number 5. Explosia.
Wow.
Wow.
I respect it. I respect it. It's a good song.
Number 5. Somebody said this one. Vacuity.
Ooh, I said that. Yes. Hughes.
Mm-hmm. I think you both already said this, so I think we have another tree banger. Heaviest matter in the universe.
Nope.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't say it.
This is good. You did. Nope.
You didn't say it.
It's just me and you. Number 4.
The glare in your glasses from your computer screen, which I can read your list on there. it's covering up your eyes.
Which one of us are you talking to?
He's talking to you. You're
talking to me. Oh, I thought you were talking to Jim.
Oh my god, this is so good. Oh boy. Uh-oh. It's business time now.
It's poker mode.
You can't see anything.
It's firing time. All right, number four for me.
My number four is...
All right. My number four is...
Period.
Space-time.
Continuum?
That's off the first album, of course.
My number four, somebody said this already, Stranded.
Nice.
I said that at 10. Beautiful. Damn, maybe I have a chance at this.
My number four is... Flying Whales.
Jim, did you have Flying Whales?
No,
I did
had
not.
A 29.
No, I did not.
That one's out.
When I saw it on your list, I was pumped, but then I was like, ah, shit, and it's not in the top 10, but...
It's a good one.
Wow.
It's great. All right, it's
top
catchy.
Three.
Jim, that's a good live one.
Yes, it is. I saw that one live on the concert I was watching. All right, here we go. Top three. The shocker for everyone right now, number three for me, is Clone.
Big shocker, because, you know...
Big shocker, right?
First songs, first albums.
Big shocker.
Correctamundo.
And you sent the screenshot of it like 25 times that you're listening to it, so...
Correct.
My number,
at least I lived up to that one.
My number three could also be put in place of The Girl I Lost My Virginity To, Toxic Garbage Island.
I love it.
Woo!
Woo! My number three was.
I didn't think I was going to be able to say it without laughing. I was taking deep breaths here.
Wow.
My number three was my number 14 in the drum intros to 50. Into the Storm.
Nice, Washkush.
Okay.
That was my number one for a while.
That's a good one.
Before we even said we were
doing
this.
Dude, I don't know. This is, honestly, I think this is anybody's. This is fucking anybody's fucking thing.
All right. My number two.
Yeah.
Only Pain.
Did you have Only Pain, Washkush?
Only Pain.
I had Pain as a master.
Okay, I had Only Pain. I had that at 17. All right. My number two. Also, what I found happens with The Girl I Lost My Virginity, Where Dragons Dwell.
Oh my god.
Well, my number two also can be with the girl that you lose your virginity to, or guy. They leave you stranded.
Ooh, that's another three.
That was the very first Gojira song I heard that got me into Gojira.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So
that
is that three bangers?
That's three.
Oh my
that's
god.
That's it. That's three.
Wow.
And that's it. We're not gonna have any more because my number one, the greatest Gojira song ever.
Yeah. Let's hear this one.
Satan is a Lawyer.
Oh my god.
How do you not stop? Fuck off.
Oshis,
how do
where
you
did
not?
You have Satan is a Lawyer?
29.
Oh my
god. I didn't even have it.
What the fuck?
So
you guys
out.
Suck.
My
it was a borderline toe-to-toe moment.
My number one, Backbone.
I respect
ooh.
The fucking shit out of that.
I knew you would
wow.
like that.
My number one, which you guys didn't even fucking listen, you just fucking Amber heard it all over this song. Fucking Art of Dying.
Oh god. I had that.
Watch, I had it at 13.
I had it at 17. That's a three banger for us.
Way too low for that
song. It's a three banger.
Song is
oh,
that, might
god.
Be, that might be what
stop.
Wins this for you.
It probably might be.
Stop.
All right, I'm taking a break while Jim calculates.
Jim, how did you have fucking Backbone?
I just didn't. All right. I don't have a Backbone.
Did you fucking listen?
I don't even
did
know.
Did you listen?
I don't
did
even
you
know
listen
how
to Satan as a Lawyer?
What the hell happened here?
Yeah, I did. It was on my list of 29.
I'll be back. Oh, god, stop. All
right.
All right. I got to figure this shit out. All right, I got to pee again. Hold on. Hold on. And then I got to get numbers.
And we're back. We're going to do the Gorgia. We're going to break Benny Goodman's heart.
God.
Gia. And the horror cities and locations.
Yes. Let's go.
All right.
Jim, you got us numbers?
Let's do this.
You got numbers?
Top 10.
Numbers.
Numbers. Just give me the papers. All right, listen.
Papers. No, no. You want those papers. You don't need those papers.
Your social security.
Working
you're
overtime.
Fucking retarded or something.
I might watch fucking this.
That's not how you spell citizens.
I might watch it.
Oh, my tomorrow. God. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's always
right.
always hits.
Our horror locations. I'm going to do the 10, because that's where we kind of... All
right.
Whatever. Number 10, Hawkins, Indiana. Number 9, Lame. Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, wow, made the list. Good.
Number 8, Bates Motel. Woof. 7, Elm Street. 6, Stanley Hotel / Overlook Hotel, The Shining. Number 5, Ludlow, Maine, Pet Cemetery. Nice. Number 4, Woodsboro. Number 3, Derry. Number 2, Haddonfield. And, of course, number 1, the best of the best of the best of the best, Crystal Lake.
Sir, with honors.
Nice. All right, good stuff.
Can't go wrong there, right?
I missed all but one of the top 10 in my mind.
That's good. And
what was that? Pet Cemetery, right? You had all the others?
What? Yeah.
No.
He didn't have Pet Cemetery, right?
I did.
Oh, he did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did. The one I did, I had in my top 10 that was not listed was Salem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else was in my top 10.
All right. And now the main event. We've got 30. Well, hold on. Final numbers. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-bangers.
Wow.
That was close.
So Washkush came the closest, but yeah. And total songs is 52.
Wow. Jim won that one.
49. So I came closest on that one.
The numbers in front of him.
So I didn't have shit.
Little suspect. Scrambled. Little suspect.
Okay. All right. All right. Recount. All right. Number 30. Ouroboros. 29. Mouth of Kala.
Jesus fucking
28.
Christ.
Adoration for None. 27.
Wait,
LaFont
Adoration for
Savage.
None? What number was Adoration for None? 27?
20. Yeah, 20. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh no.
26. Inward Movement. 25. Death of Me. 24. Space Time. 23. From Mars to Sirius. 22. Explosia. 21. Flying Whales. 20. Pain is a Master. 19. Ocean Planet. 18. Sphinx. 17.
Anyone else have that but me?
Sorry. I said that.
No,
I had it at 19.
It was all you.
Okay.
Did
no,
you?
I had it at 19.
Oh, 19. Oh. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I got the extra points. 17. Another World. 16. Born for One Thing. 15. Satan is a Lawyer.
Oh, god damn. Oh, no. That was
14. Amazonia. Trash.
Come on.
Great.
13. Where Dragons Dwell. 12. Silvera. 11. Magma.
Magma.
And now our top 10. Number 10, Only Pain. Number 9, Clone. Number 8, Toxic Garbage Island. Number 7, The Heaviest Matter of the Universe. Number 6, Vacuity. Number 5, Thomas the Tank Engine Rides Into the Storm.
Nice.
What number was that one?
That was number 5. Number 4, The Cell. Number 3, Backbone. Number 2, The Art of Dying. Number 1 song, Gorgia, Stranded.
That was my prediction of the number 1 overall.
And the winner? Washkush.
God damn, are you serious?
He did it. He got 6 songs. We have 5 each.
Fuck.
He got 6. He got 6.
Damn.
Wow, I'm shocked that The Art of Dying made it all the way up to 2 when Jim didn't even say
it's
it.
It's fitting.
Woo. I said it. I said it at 17.
Yeah, we both.
You said it at 13.
Yeah,
I hit it at 1.
Okay.
Washkush. It's a 3-banger.
How many times are you going to cry about this one? I said when you
look
fucking
this
said
guy.
It, I was going to win
look
it for
this
you.
Guy.
I said Jim. I said Jim, not you.
No, I know,
Jim.
But I'm just saying. God. I predicted that would win.
This guy.
It.
This guy. Did he even listen to it? Did he even listen to the song? Like you watched The Shining?
Jesus Christ. All right, Washkush, congratulations. You won Gorgia.
Yeah, Gorgia. Gorgia.
I have a bonus.
All right.
Good.
But I feel like it can be a top 30, but it might start falling off after about 20.
Okay. Well, let's do 20 because Tool is only 20.
Yeah.
Oh, we
do a 20-20, right?
You want to do? All right. If you guys think we can do 20, yeah, we definitely can do 20 on this bonus.
Yeah. I mean, we got a break coming up. We'll make it work.
How does this sound for a bonus for the next time we rank? The top 20 TV mascots of commercials.
Oh my god.
TV commercial mascots.
Mascots.
Commercials. An example would be the Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
Whoo.
I mean,
you think you can do 20 of that or
you can do 20 Geico characters alone.
Probably.
Yeah. Ooh, I think we could do cavemen. That one. Yeah, no, we could do that.
I think we could do this. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
We can probably do top 20 Geico commercials. Yeah. Like,
all right, top 20, okay.
TV mascots.
Oh, I got my number one. I know my number one already. I got to message myself this so I don't forget
TV mascots.
Well, TV commercial mascots. I'm going to have to start doing some research going digging in the 90s or the 80s.
Oh, I got my number one.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I got to start writing some of these down right now.
I like this. I like that we have time. We have time for this.
So that's Gorgia. Like that. We did it.
Gorgia!
It's fitting. Washkosh presented Gorgia.
And he wins it.
And he wins
like
it.
That.
So, well done. That's
the way it should be with this. You know, it's your band.
Yeah,
you
yeah, sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, tell Queens of the Stone Age that.
Tell Guns N' Roses that. Idiots. Ha 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 ha